Hi, my name is Stephen Fairfield, and thanks for stopping and looking at my sculpture and dialing up this AutoCast. You're looking at Ask the Fish 2.0, which speaks of a fusion of the natural and the man-made. The hand and the fish symbolize nature and creation, yet the imagery of both together conveys humankind's dominion over the natural. This dominion enables humanity to build urban environments while still cherishing creation. The fish's skin of holographic film diffracts light both day and night, shimmering and changing colors depending on the viewer's position. While this diffraction effect is a well-known quality of nature, for instance, fish scales, butterfly wings, bird feathers, think of the hummingbird's chest, ruby-throated hummingbirds. The juxtaposition of the clearly man-made holographic material accentuates the dynamic tension between the two creative origins. The inspiration for the sculpture comes from a revelatory experience I had while walking in the High Plains Desert where we live in southeast Arizona, in the foothills of the Dragoon Mountains. The explanation of the image for the sculpture later came in another revelatory experience I had while in church, where I was directed to the Bible verse Job 12, verses 8 through 10, which I'll read for you here in the New King James Version. "Or speak to the earth, and it will teach you, and the fish of the sea will explain to you. Who among all these does not know that the hand of the Lord has done this? In whose hand is the life of every living thing, and the breath of all mankind?" Ask the Fish 2.0 has received a very strong positive response. It's been exhibited around the country. It was in San Diego, California on the Embarcadero in 2011 to 2013, in Palm Desert, California from 2013 to 15, and in Roanoke from 2015 to 2016. I've been a visual artist for almost 40 years. My deep background includes a PhD in biomedical sciences with a stint as a research scientist, and I've specialized in public art for the past 14 years. Whether with new media, interactive creations, or static sculptures, my passion is to create public art that people of any age or background appreciate, transforming passive observers into active participants who become engaged in the actual creation or completion of the artistic expression. Ask the Fish 2.0 uses the physics of light diffraction. As viewers move past the sculpture, the fish displays a rainbow of colors. About 14 years ago, I founded and am the lead artist of the New Media Public Art Collective that, in quotes, thinks outside the box. That's what we try to do, to create unique, innovative public art sculptural installations that are at the nexus of art and technology. We're a group of visual artists, architect artists, electronic engineer artists, 3D designers, and concrete artists. Our collective's passions are create installations that become placemakers that relate specifically to the culture and environment in which they're located, elicit joy and wonder, and provide the passerby an opportunity to interact with the art. As a new media collective, we focused almost specifically on the use of electronics, LEDs, motion sensors, and other electronic technology to enable passersby of our art to interact with it directly, changing the display of colors, sounds, patterns, etc. As always, I'm open to being contacted with observations, comments, whatever, and you can find me at www.newmediasculpture.com. Thanks for listening.